podcast.
That's a good intro.
God damn it.
You know what I should have done? I should have gotten like a YouTube video and then played it like a crowd cheering or something, like, and then just put some deep ass echo into it so that it sounds like we're really like, all right, tonight we're at the LA House of Blues recording the podcast live.
You should have done that, but you didn't.
So that's a really good joke. I'm going to save that.
Oh, is this a podcast happening right fucking now?
No, we didn't just transition into it, did we?
I think we did.
Son of a bitch.
All right, we're getting under the covers. So you're going to have to give us a second to get under the covers.
Okay, don't make it sound gay. It's just two straight dudes chilling under the covers.
Naked.
Yeah, like, but like, they're just bros.
They're broing out, you know what I mean?
I feel like I'm a little far. All right, I'm good.
How's this sounding?
All right, what's good?
Oh, my God, so much. So much has happened.
It hasn't been a while since we've released one, but it's been a while since we've recorded one. It's been really, at least 2 weeks.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And let me just say,
I have nothing
to talk about. Absolutely nothing to talk about.
And cut to where an interesting conversation starts.
It's just going to be 10 minutes of just, so what's going on with you?
I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, we're just going to Mexico. What a fucking Mexican thing to do.
Yeah, I go every year. It's kind of a family tradition. Whatever.
I also thought it was really nice how you asked me to take what amounted to a 4-hour drive there and back.
Okay.
Because you were like, Alberto, we should hang out. But the thing is, I wouldn't mind driving 2 hours back with you, but he wanted me to drive 2 hours there with him with, yeah, like, all his family members in,
okay,
the car.
Okay, no, no.
That
but
don't know me basically at all. I don't.
My mom
to
said hi to you that one time when we went to my house to get the water,
okay,
bottle.
I've seen Alberto's mother literally less than 5 times in person.
Probably for a combined total of, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's over the span of what's got to be at least 12 years.
Yeah, yeah. But my parents wouldn't make a big deal out of it. If anything, the drive there is always silent. It wouldn't have been any different.
It would still be awkward. You'd still have an awkward atmosphere.
No. And we could have recorded. Curtis didn't. He doesn't care about the fans. We could have recorded an in-the-car podcast. Imagine that. 2 hours of unfiltered, uncensored.
Also, it was really, what also sucked about it, why I didn't do it, is because he gave me 1 week notice. He told me on, like, the Monday before. Which is plenty of time. And I have a job. I don't know if you know that. He wanted to pick me up at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning.
No, it would have been 5. Yeah.
5 in the morning, 2 hours there, 2 hours back, and then I had to work at 12 o'clock for 4 or 5 hours.
Well, when I think of someone who's not willing to wake up, go on a 4-hour drive, and then go to work in 2 hours, I think of a huge fucking bitch. Like a bitch who just can't handle anything.
And it's not like I couldn't have asked for the day off, but again, he told me on like a Monday, and my boss didn't work again until the next Friday. So I couldn't ask her
for
the day off.
Now, to be fair, 3 days, that sounds like plenty of time. You could have even told him, like, hey, I think I'm going to be sick on Thursday, so
I couldn't
mark
have told
out
him. I didn't work the day you told me.
You're welcome.
I didn't work until the
Three
Thursday.
3 whole days.
3 whole days I wasn't working.
Three
and that
days
the manager
and
wasn't
to do
working.
About it. Whatever, I'm over it.
What did you want me to
anymore
do about it?
I don't care anymore. Whatever, I'm over it.
What did you want me to do about it? Go ahead, tell me.
I wanted you to call off.
I couldn't. The boss wasn't there until Friday.
I don't give a shit.
Anyway, to sum the story up, Alberto didn't give me enough notice. He gave me 2 weeks notice. Might have happened.
Gave you notice.
If he gave me 1 week notice, that would have been fine, probably.
I gave you plenty of notice. Whatever, though.
3 whole days for a 4-hour
trip.
Keep
your recap going. Go ahead. You're done with number one. Go ahead. What else is going to make me look bad?
All right. Alberto fucking raped a girl this weekend.
No, I didn't rape.
It was last week.
I didn't rape. I forced myself on her.
Alberto, and that's what rape means.
And it was like, she was mature as fuck, though. Like,
and does it count when it's in Mexico? I don't think so.
Legal age is 12, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
That's pretty sweet.
That's not sweet. That's I don't think you should be endorsing
hey, if you're 12, hit me up.
We'll move to Mexico, get married. Well, this won't be strange.
What should the age of consent be then?
17.
That is fair.
18 is
fucking loser age.
18's fucking dumb, dude. When I was 17, I was like, fuck, get the fuck out of here. I was
fucking
already
plowing chicks.
I was ready.
But, like, the age consent to get a blowjob should just be, like, none. Like, not even. Get one whenever you want.
Oh, I thought you said give one. That was going to sound really
pedophilic. That'd be good, too. Give one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking...
What age did you say?
Nothing.
Any age?
Any age. Any. If you want to get or give a blowjob, any age. Oh. Well, I mean, if you want to give one, more like it.
Oh, God.
Any age.
Any age. Girls, 9 years old.
Because I'm like... Because, like, why don't they want kids having sex? Because, like... Bad things can happen.
Right.
Like a blow... No one's gonna get pregnant from a blowjob. Come on.
Yeah, but once you get a blowjob, you're kind of fiending for that puss.
That's true.
Yeah, I know, like, when you got your first blowjob...
Oh, yeah, did I ever tell you I got a blowjob when I was, like, 13 or 14? Okay.
You immediately, like... You were hungry for pussy for, like... It didn't happen, I mean, for, like, 4 years, but you were hungry for it.
I tried to have sex with your mom that one time, and your sister, and your cousin. That's
probably why she doesn't talk to you anymore.
That's probably it. But it's funny, because all I've ever wanted was a nice relationship in which I love my partner. And what do I get? A fucking blowjob at age 14. That fucking blows. I get a fucking buddy. let's be honest. That blows. That really was not intended. But I'm never going to convince anyone in. Okay? But also another girl, when I was 16, I think, offered to have sex with me. And I was like can we cuddle? Or what's going on with that?
That's so sad.
She's like, I want to sex with you. And I'm like, well, the thing is, I'm somewhat of a virgin.
I push my glasses up. Somewhat of a virgin.
And I don't really know if I'd feel comfortable doing that.
You push your glasses, which were duct taped in the middle, huh?
Anyway, she told me that she wanted to kiss the tip of my penis.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot. Especially because how old were you?
I think I was 16 or 17.
God damn.
Well, it was funny because... It was a girl that I sat next to in middle school for like a year in computer class.
Right.
And then after she moved away, I think she moved to LA, like a couple hours away from us.
Yeah.
And we started talking online because that's how I get babes, you know what I mean?
I can't interact
with
them.
And she's like, wow, Curtis, I didn't know you were so freaky. We should totally fuck right now. And then she just fucking sent me all these naked.
No, really, though. How'd she try to ask you? And name her, please.
No. but I remember she did tell me. I didn't know you were so something.
Right.
Perverty, pervy. I don't know. It was in a good sense. And she was just like, she basically just laid it out. We should get together and just fuck.
No, no, no. Don't say that shit. What did she say?
I don't remember. It was really blunt.
She didn't even say that and you took it like that.
Hey, you want to hang out sometime?
Fucking A, that's hot.
But it was basically, she was like, basically just wanted to fuck me so hard. Like, but, like, that's understandable.
That's cool. No, that's really not. You're, like...
I saw...
You're probably below the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Like, you're the ground under the bottom of the barrel. I want you to
like
know
you know
that.
What rock bottom is? Under that. But she wasn't even ugly, either.
Wow. You say that like she should have been ugly to offer
been. Are you kidding me? Have you seen my face? There's enough oil on my face to deep fry French fries. I saw her nipple once on video.
Holy shit.
I Skype with her.
That's
saw
hot.
I saw her nipple.
Is that...
That's true.
Did you screenshot it?
No. I'm sorry.
Fuck. No, I've had plenty to eat at home.
I mean, but like, it's not like she whipped out her sweet titties. She was just like, here's my nipple, like really quick.
Fuck. And you were probably just like, oh, I hope you don't do that again. With your fucking fingers ready on the screen.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just whipped out my cock, right?
Like, here's my cock. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You know what's amazing? I've never sent a picture of my penis to anyone.
Big deal.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
A lot. Wow, like, too many. Like, oh, man. Like, give me an estimate of how many do you think a 19-year-old male has sent at this point.
5.
Wow, you're close. 2. No. shit.
Was it to one person?
No. Here's the thing. Okay. I take like 3 solid penis pictures that I'll send to multiple people. Like, I have a portfolio of my like top 3 penis pictures.
I thought you take like 5 in one sitting, and then you pick the best one. No, like, this one. This is the one.
It's a little hard to make my penis look good because the foreskin is just so goddamn tight on my head.
Oh, fucking gross.
No, shut the fuck up. God damn it. Why didn't I get circumcised? That's all I wanted. And it's too late now because it's either going to hurt a lot or you're just going to look fucking weird doing it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love it. It looks like an elephant.
God damn it.
You just draw eyeballs on your balls and it's like an elephant.
They
it's
don't appreciate when you do that, though. That's the thing.
Are you sure?
You've had two relationships end because of that.
Yeah. How many people have I seen naked? 2.5
How many people have you seen naked? Is that it?
Define naked.
Anything, any less clothing than you would see at the beach.
Yeah, I've seen someone's, well, I've actually seen up close one of my girlfriends and completely naked.
Okay, yeah.
One time this girl sent me naked pictures.
Okay.
And I saw that girl's nipple on video.
Wow, that's it.
Also, I watch a ton of porn. Are we counting that?
No, that doesn't count.
If we're counting that.
That doesn't count because I have an unbroken streak of 3 years every night porn. Even when I stay over here at your house, I find a way.
That's what you're doing in the bathroom.
I find a way.
You know what weirds me out? People that are in the bathroom just wait too long. Like, usually if you want to go to the bathroom, even if you really need to go, you don't go more than 5 minutes because you're like, people are going to think I'm fucking weird.
Ooh.
If I'm in the bathroom for 15 minutes.
That's the thing about me. I won't use the bathroom longer than 5 minutes if I'm at someone else's house. But if I'm home and I have no company at all and it's just my family,
yeah.
I'll sit down and I'll watch some videos on YouTube.
I'll get
comfortable.
Well, obviously.
I lay myself out something to eat, you know. I'm going to be here a while.
Get some cereal. And but, like, it seems like there's just these people that, well, it doesn't seem, there are these just people that just go to the bathroom for just, like, 20 minutes and they come back. Like, nothing weird just happened. Like,
yeah.
They weren't just gone for 20 minutes in the bathroom. Not even at school, just, like at work. There's this guy that was just in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
Oh, that's to get out of work. That's different.
I don't know, man. He did it after his shift.
Oh, okay. That's
and they're
weird.
And then they were like, why
and
are you
in there?
And
everyone picked on him. They got in a circle and they started pushing him around.
Someone was like, why were you in there so long? And he's like, I was going to the bathroom.
Oh, you can't ask someone that. That's fucked up.
She's just being.
I don't like that. That's not a joke. If you're gonna get a serious response out of it, it's not a joking question.
One time it was in the middle of shift, so she had to ask it because he was in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
That's my boy too.
Works. Yeah, I was just gonna say something. Fucking forgot.
A fucking bathroom experiences. I'll tell you what my biggest mistake was.
What?
I went to the bathroom one time for more than 10 minutes to jack off.
Yeah.
Didn't flush the toilet. Didn't wash my hands. I immediately got questioned as soon as I came out. Biggest mistake of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I've jacked off in a few bathrooms.
Yeah. You gotta flush it. I learned this from this one experience.
I'll tell you something. You want to hear something gross?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really want to hear something gross?
I really do, yeah. I sincerely
do. You're not going to judge me, right?
No, I'm
not.
You
will. Okay.
Everyone out there will, though.
So, I've gone... I had to stay at someone's house for, like, over the weekend. It was my cousin, but I hung out with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would take a shit in his bathroom, and then
right.
I'd be like, I kind of want to jerk it. So I wouldn't even wipe, and I'd just jerk it with a shitty butthole.
You actually wait till it dries up and then peel the crusty poop off of it.
And then after that, and then like, done, Jack. And then I'd wipe. And then I'd just flip it out and come back out and sit next to his mom on the computer and just play World of Warcraft all fucking day. Man, I was really descriptive just then. If he's listening, he knows exactly what I'm talking. I have a lot of cousins, though, so like...
So don't even try.
This happened last weekend, guys, so
oh,
don't even...
Oh, Christ.
No, that was playing as like 14 or 15. Another weird thing about that, which is also really
is
fucking
that the same? Is that the same cousin you jacked off to on the same bed as him while he was his back turned?
Oh, come on. Okay. Okay, here's the real
God
story.
Damn.
Here's the I know it sounds terrible. It is. Okay. So, I was like, that was in a time, I was like 13 or 14, I really wanted to jack off all the
right,
time.
Yeah, no.
And basically, I was laying in bed, and I was like, wow, I think I want to go to bed. And that's usually code
for... You were probably
for,
that discreet about
yeah,
it, too. Wow, I'm tired.
I'm tired. And he was like, usually that's a cue for him to go, okay, I'll go to bed. And...
How old were you?
13 or 14.
Oh, I thought this was last week.
Already said it.
Wait, okay.
And so anytime, so I'd go to bed and then jack off and then I'd go to sleep.
Right, yeah. The normal routine for the past 5 years of my life.
You know what's funny? One time he pretended to leave, right? I wasn't jacking off at this point.
Okay.
But he pretended to leave. And then he would, like, be like, ha, I'm in the room. Like, the light would be off and he'd be like, ha, I'm really in here.
Oh, joke. Man.
So
what a brutal joke.
So once I started jacking off, I checked the room after he left every time. Like, you better not still be in here. How awkward that'd be. Like,
if he was still in there, he's like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
And he heard me jack off. Like, you can either be like, whoa, whoa, wait, wait. Or you could just, like, I'll go in the shower and just wait.
Or you could just have a big smile on your face, like, I'm gonna roast this kid so hard after he's
done. What are you doing, jacking off? You fucking faggot. It was a really weird household. But so I was like, I'm gonna go to bed. And he's like, I think I'm gonna stay on the computer and play all fucking night. Because that's what he did. He didn't go to school for some reason.
Really? That's weird.
Like, he was homeschooled, but nobody actually homeschooled him.
Okay.
And so he's like, I think I'm gonna stay on the computer. And I was like, he's never gonna fucking leave. So you know what he did? It was positioned in a way where if you are in the room, it's a square.
Okay.
And the top left was where the bed was.
All right.
And it was vertical.
Okay.
And your head was at the point
closest
to the bottom of the square. And the computers were on the bottom right, facing the right.
Okay.
I did was on...
Were facing the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was on the bed, and I leaned to my left, and I did these micro jerks.
Christ.
And I jerked it. And I didn't make any sound at all. I was just
That's what you think.
Yeah.
Now you think, like, back on it, like, oh God.
Like, if I ask him, he's like, yeah, man. You were like,
running out of breath.
I just kept playing World of Warcraft.
You so still keep in contact with this guy?
No.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk to you after that. That's why.
I still keep in contact with someone he knows, one of his, like, cousins that he knows. All
right.
I don't want to go too much into it.
Yeah, in case they listen.
One other weird thing. I don't know if I misheard or if they really did tell me this, but I was like, I think they probably told me. I was taking a shit, and they're like, don't put too, like, when you wipe, don't put a lot of toilet paper in the toilet or it's going to clog. You know what I mean? That's a normal thing. Like, I was probably a kid, and I was probably using too much.
Okay.
And I took
you flushing it down the toilet in the first place?
The toilet paper?
Yeah.
Like, after wiping my asshole?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is this something my Mexican family's
done? Are you serious?
Shut the fuck up.
Are you serious?
No way.
No.
Okay, hold on. Don't make fun of me, first of all. Okay, there is a trash bin in my house. There, we put a bag in it, and we throw every piece of toilet paper in there.
Even when you wipe your ass?
Yeah. And really? In the end, we just grab it by the strings on the side, pull it up, and just tie it in a knot and close it.
That is not how anyone else does it.
No. That's how everyone in my family does it. Everyone. That's, my uncles and everyone.
Nobody does that. Like, I can guarantee your family.
Don't do that to
me. No, I'm being totally serious. You haven't been throwing... Have you been throwing...
That's why... That's the next thing I was about to start with you. You know, every once in a... I've never... Flushing toilet paper down the toilet is such a taboo. I don't do that.
Really?
No. I've never done that.
Okay, we'll do that in my toilet from now on.
Nah, I'm going to keep throwing it in the bin.
Because that's where this story was leading up to.
Okay, well, why don't you finish your story?
You pointed at something. It scared me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you scared?
You should be.
All right, where's your story going?
The story was going to go that I thought she said, man, wipe your ass and put it in the laundry basket, which is fucking disgusting. Just having basically shit inside of a laundry basket. Uh-huh. Or inside of a trash bin. And eventually I was like, I caught on, like, oh, I'm supposed to put it in the toilet and flush it down the toilet. That's really weird that you don't know that. That's how, like, that's the norm. I want you to know that.
What?
Maybe it's different because you're a Mexican heritage.
Hold on. I've been to my ex-girlfriend's house. They also did this.
Mexican.
Nah, not even. They're white.
Oh, jeez. No. What? Your girlfriend was Mexican.
No, she wasn't. She was not. She did that fake thing that white girls do where they're like, oh, I'm like 1/16th Mexican. No, you're not.
Mexican.
Same thing. Toilet paper in the bin with a trash bag in it.
I gotta tell you, any house that I've ever been to,
wow,
you don't do that.
Wow, the exact opposite.
That's really weird.
I've never been to a house that does that.
That's really fucking weird.
Wow. Write this down, dude. This is a big moment. Christ.
From now on, ask anyone's house you go to, ask them.
Okay.
Because that seems like that's just what you do, is you flush it down the toilet.
I don't know. No. No one's house that I've been to has ever done that. Keep in mind, I try to jack off in every new bathroom that I go to.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's something interesting right there.
Can I ask you something? Do they? Yeah, sure. Does your ex-girlfriend or her parents or whatever, their family, ever go to Mexico?
No.
Okay, good. Because if they did that, I was going to say they're really Mexican.
No.
Okay.
They're white, trust me. That's weird. Huh.
Maybe it's like a difference between people, like, as simple as something like a difference between people with low flow and high flow toilet. Maybe the reason they don't do that is because it would clog the toilet.
I don't know. Even, do you do that like at department stores too?
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. Where else would you throw? There's not a trash can next to
There's a trash can in every fucking place that I go to.
No, they're by the toilet?
Kohl's, Ross, yeah.
There's one in the thing, but there's not one in
the
stall.
Yeah, there no. is.
No, I'll name one right now. Krikorian. They don't do that.
Krikorian, what did I do? I just pissed at Krikorian. I've never shat at Krikorian.
Neither have I, but I've peed in the stalls. There's not a trash can in there. There's not a trash can. That's all right. Little Caesars. There's none in there. That's where I work.
No one uses the Little Caesars bathroom. They just employ.
That one guy used like was in for like 20 minutes.
I didn't even know Little Caesars had a bathroom. I thought you guys had to like go to across the street to Carl's Jr.
In the back.
It's a great little place here in Yucaipa. We have Carl's Jr. You guys might have heard of it.
They don't do that there because I take the trash out for the bathroom. Nobody does that. Plus, girls wipe their vaginas after they pee, and girls go to the bathroom, and there's nothing there.
Do they swallow tampons down? Do they flush tampons down, too?
I don't think you're supposed to do that, because they're too big. The way I've seen it is they wrap it in a lot of toilet paper, and then just throw it away.
Huh. Imagine that. Wait until I go back to my family with this information. Yeah.
Any one of my friends' house that I've ever gone to, which admittedly, it's not a whole lot. I've been to like maybe three or four people's houses. None of them did that.
Huh. I'm actually going to lay here in silence for quite a bit. All right, we should move on before this gets too fucking boring. No.
Well, hey, I know nobody's watching this, but if anyone at all is listening to this, comment what the norm is. Putting it in a basket or putting it in a toilet.
Should we Google this? We're going to Google this.
We will.
Just because.
This.
Huh.
That really.
I'm at a loss for words.
Have I been shitting wrong
my whole life?
What? You know what that makes you think? What other things have you been doing wrong in your entire life? What if someone tomorrow was like, saw you brushing your teeth and like, what are you doing? You brush it by the brush and put the other end in your mouth. You're like, what? They're like, yeah, you fucking dumbass.
Or they see me like using a spoon for soup and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And they just have a butter knife.
What are you doing?
That's something else that I did weird.
What?
Because I was in middle school one time and they were doing that stupid project where you have to go into detail about how to do something, how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, I fucking hated that.
So he's like, you grab the knife, and me being the Mexican that I was,
you put it on, you butter it from front to back. Everyone's like, "What the
fuck?" No. That's not even the weird part. They're like, you grab the butter knife, and I'm like, knife. Why not just use? I've been using a spoon my whole life.
To spread.
And listen, even after that presentation, I still use a spoon.
To spread.
It's way easier.
No, it's not.
Than a fucking knife. A butter knife is so, like, if you're doing peanut butter, it's so fucking hard to get how much peanut butter you want onto the knife.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, yeah, it's not.
It's so much easier to just get a fucking spoon.
What's the fucking difference? Other than the spoon is differently shaped.
You can get more.
You can get more. Just get and twice with done. A butter knife.
No, you can't. It's not a butter knife. Is harder to get things.
No, it's
inside
not
inside the you're jar. A it retard. Is. It is. It absolutely is. You're not gonna change it. Even after I heard all these fucking explanations, like, no, you're doing it all wrong. Like, fuck you. I'm gonna keep doing it this way.
I just want you to know you're doing it the retarded way.
No, it's easier.
It's not.
I'm sorry. It is.
It's really it
is.
Not.
You can deny it all you want. It is easier.
I just want you to know that you spread no. things like a retard.
No, it's easier. Sorry. And also, whenever I have soups, I get a fork because it's easier to get the individual pieces of soup inside of it.
That's pretty funny.
I had a smoker's cough.
That's all right. That's all right. You can make fun of me right now because I'm going to tell you something.
You eat ketchup with everything.
I was going to say
that's gross.
Until I was in middle school and someone told me, I didn't know that it was not normal to have ketchup on Mexican food. I thought that was just things that like if someone was like, what, you're putting peanut butter together with jelly? Like that was my reaction when someone was like, you're putting ketchup with Mexican food? And I was like, yeah. Here's another weird thing I did.
If it makes you feel any better, I got called out on, you know that little Tapatio bottle that I carry with me everywhere?
On your keychain? All you do is you unscrew the cap, screw a double bottle on. It's always connected. Were you really going to say something? Or is that
no, I wasn't going to say anything.
That's too bad. Another weird thing. Okay, my family is really... They eat a lot of weird shit.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I didn't know sour cream was a condiment. I used to just eat straight sour cream.
Okay, that's gross.
And this is what you do. You put sour cream in a bowl. And you just put ketchup in, or not ketchup, that'd be fucking gross, am I right? But you put salt and pepper on it. And you know what? I'd still fucking eat it today. I don't eat it regularly, but it wouldn't gross me out to eat.
I can't eat sour cream.
Another weird thing, I didn't do it often. I used to be able to eat like a spoonful of butter and just, that was fine. But now if I do that, I'll fucking throw up. That's weird.
Gross. Yeah, that is weird.
I think they say everything resets every like 12 years, like your allergies and
really.
Yeah, and your and stuff like that.
Hopefully, I won't be allergic to cats.
Are you allergic to anything?
Cats.
Really?
And every spring, my eyes just tear up white. For no reason. So allergies.
Wow,
just
you're fucking white.
In
aren't
general,
you?
Yeah.
You'd die in Mexico. Move that bale of hay. I can't without my girl.
No, the hay doesn't do anything.
I need
to me.
My allergy medicine. It's
I'm defending it. I'm defending it like I actually do that hay shit. Like, no, the hay's fine.
the hay is fine. It's spring. I need my allergy medicine.
Okay, so I just thought of that bathroom thing again. What if I go back to my family and I'm like, you guys, you don't flush it down the toilet. You don't throw it away. You flush it down the toilet.
They're like, we know.
Yeah. What the fuck? You've been... Ah, gross!
How often do you look in a wastebasket and you see a piece of toilet paper with a shit smeared on it?
Every time there's a wastebasket.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. What shitty-ass department stores are you going to?
I just named them. Ross, Kohl's, I'm telling you. They had bins when I went into them. I guarantee you.
I've been in the Walmart bathroom.
I remember the Ross one was blue because of Ross. And I was like, that's neat. You guys are neat. I threw my shit-covered toilet paper in there.
I've been next to the stalls, right? Not, like, outside of the stalls. Because I've been inside of Walmart, and they didn't do that. Our school bathroom didn't do that.
Have I gone to Walmart? I'm pretty notoriously famous for not shitting in any places. I don't know what any place's bathrooms look like.
Oh, that's okay. I have this cool gastrointestinal problem. It's really neat. It's really great. You guys really probably handy. Like it. Where, first of all, we're just...
I'm shitting.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. If I wake up too early, I have diarrhea no matter what. Not if I wake up too early, but if I wake up, like, suddenly, like, by an alarm, instead of, like, waking up and then, like, you know, fucking just lying in bed for another hour kind of asleep.
Yeah.
If I just wake up suddenly like that, I'm gonna have diarrhea.
That's...
Not even diarrhea, like a parfait. Parfait consistently. Like frozen yogurt? No. A little more watery than frozen yogurt. Like a Slurpee. Like that.
That's gross. Yeah. Is it cold too?
It's like freezing. It's also blue. And it's awful. And then also if I eat, I have to make sure that within an hour, I can't eat in the morning too. I can't drink cold water until like the late afternoon or I'll get like my stomach will like be shredded up. Like it's getting, you know what I mean?
No. You've never had
that feeling where your stomach's getting cut up? Where it's like, what's the word I'm looking for? Ugh. I don't know. It hurts a lot.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I wouldn't want to be you.
Yeah, I know. Not many people do, but enough of that.
You sound like a really unhealthy person.
Let's get...
Speaking of diarrhea, a lot of people, when they have diarrhea, they track it down to anything that they had, and they blame it on that. Like, oh, I had bad food, or I had this, or I had that.
Yeah.
When I have diarrhea, I don't even question it. I'm just like, I have diarrhea. Yeah. And then a day later, I'm like, I don't have diarrhea anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not like, what did I eat?
Why am I getting this diarrhea? Yeah. It's just like...
I have diarrhea.
It's not. I don't even think of it as like it's something I ate. It's just like my body was like, you're gonna have diarrhea today.
Yeah. If I have diarrhea for more than one day, then I'll be worried. But until then, I don't care. My diarrhea never lasts for more than one shit.
I can't tell you the last time I had a really, really solid shit.
Wow, that's so sad. I have my shit is too solid. It hurts to push out concrete. Sometimes. Dude, the shit. Think of a fucking coil, right? With the thickest rope you've ever seen. My shit is thick and long. It's crazy. Sometimes I have to pinch my ass just to cut it off because it's just so goddamn long.
I needed to get scissors to cut it off.
It's crazy.
You want to hear a funny story?
I've been hearing funny stories.
No, like, actually funny, though.
Oh.
Actually funny. Wow. Sorry, I fucked it up. Actually funny.
All right. Go ahead.
So I used to... The reason I don't take medication for my... I'm just gonna. It's irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
I make it sound cooler by saying gastrointestinal problems. It's irritable bowel syndrome.
It still sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. I used to take medication for it, which was like anti-spasmodic medication and anti-diarrhea.
Right.
But I learned that it's too unpredictable. Like sometimes I'd wake up and be nauseous, and sometimes I'd have stomach cramps, and sometimes I'd just really have to shit. So there was no point in taking pills. But for a long time, I took anti-diarrhea. Don't do that. It's awful. Your shit's become more and more solid until one day this was my experience.
Like, I shit you not. I shit it out. It just makes a ding noise when it hits the toilet.
I shit you not is how I'm going to sum up this story. Went on the toilet. I was pushing. Pushed a lot. Would not fucking come out. It was that kind where it felt like it was turtle heading. And so I said, I just can't do it. I was on the toilet for 15 minutes. I said, I just can't do it. So I didn't shit at all. And I went and sat down. And it was so big and, like, ready to come out that it was really uncomfortable to sit down. Like, I just couldn't sit down. So I had to go back on the toilet for another, like, 10 or 15 minutes. And at that point, I'm like, well, I'm never taking anti-diarrhea medication ever again. Because now I'm kind of glad I had it. Anyway, about 30 minutes later, I pushed so hard. First of all, I pushed for like 10 or 15 seconds straight, and I was really, really red. And
right, you actually have the video of this.
And you know the feeling when you have an empty stomach? Like a really, really empty stomach?
Yeah,
yes. After I took the shit, that's exactly... Like the second the shit came out, that's how I felt. Like my body was completely empty of shit. And that's the story of why I don't take anti-diarrheals anymore.
That's gross. That's really gross.
That is gross. I'm fucking hot.
You notice side effects from medication. I've never taken a medication and noticed a side effect.
No, me neither. I don't take... But I haven't taken a lot of medication.
I used to take...
fucking blunt smoke.
No, you don't smoke. I used to take a lot of medication for my fucking seizures. Oh, God. You can swallow your tongue. Ugh.
Wow, you're cool. You had seizures, huh?
Whatever.
When was this happening?
I was like 8 years old, seven. No, I don't know how old I was. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay, I don't remember a lot, to be honest.
I had Crash the Racing.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, on my PlayStation, the original PlayStation.
Hey, why didn't you ever tell that story of that time that you went to the doctor's office and you sat on that table? Why have you never told?
Because that's a really bad story. Like, it has no... If I tell it, I'm going to tell it with no emphasis. Like, and then have... Yeah, okay. Moving on.
It's a pretty funny story.
It's an okay
story. Maybe you should tell the story.
Maybe I should tell the story. This one time I went to a dentist office. They had two tables.
Oh, that wasn't it?
They were held up by like four wooden things on the side. It was basically one of those that you just put glass into the middle of.
And yeah,
you
like take out the glass, like a wood frame.
It's just hollow. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not so, the word, but yeah.
I was like, yeah, not the word, but yeah. So I was like, if I there's no chair, so if I sit down here, it'll be fine. And I sat down on the edge, and I was completely fine, you know.
Yeah.
I have no clue what made me sit in the weakest part of the fucking of the glass in the very middle. And it was fine. It was fine. I was sitting there for like 2 seconds. I didn't even realize I had made the transition from the edge to the middle.
And until then the next I started lifting until I started bench pressing 450.
The next thing I realized, I just opened my eyes and I was just like in the most awkward position. Just think of someone with like just sitting their ass through like a circle so that their fucking legs
someone that
and
falls
their arms,
inside the toilet seat.
Their arms and legs are in the air, but their whole body is just inside of something. And that's how what I opened my eyes to, and everyone was just staring. And I would have probably killed myself if I had the option right then and there. So I grabbed this piece of glass and I just fucking stuck it into my neck.
What do you even do after that? How do you even go from there?
The lady, they got me up. Some of the other people. No, my mom was the only one that helped me up, actually.
Someone had to help you up.
The
That's
rest
awful.
Of the visitors didn't help at all. Assholes. I still remember your faces. And then the lady behind the counter, she came out with a dustpan and a broom.
Like, it happens all the time. I got this.
And she was really, like, really fucking set on cleaning it up, but I was like, I'm not gonna let you clean this up. So I stood there for, I want to say, more than a minute, like just sweeping shards of glass into a dustpan.
At least you weren't a dick about it. Like, you break and you're like, come out of here.
And then the worst part, I think, of it all was what I didn't hear. Because I heard people say, like, that guy just broke the table. Like, one of the people had their head turned to the right, and then they turn around and they're like, what happened? And some little kid, like 9 years old, was just like, that guy sat on a glass table and it broke. Thanks, kid.
So that kid sounds fucking cool. I want to be his friend.
I swept it up, and the worst part was just imagining what everyone behind the door, like the actual doctors, all the dentists were saying. Like, did you hear about the fucking kid outside who broke the glass table? So I went in, and I was like, you know, like, dentists have, like, more... They have compassion for someone, you know? They wouldn't just, like, call me out on it.
They knocked the books out of my hand.
The oldest dentist you're ever going to see, like, he had fluffy eyebrows, fluffy white eyebrows. And he was just like, I heard you broke the glass table. I'm going to have to charge you for it, you know? Like, just laughing. But the funny part is that they did charge us on the way out. They charged my mom $170 for just the glass pane that went into the table.
That fucking sucks. The worst part about that, the embarrassment's pretty bad, but also the really bad part about that is that Halo had to fucking pay for it.
Fucking A. And that never got replaced. I've been going to that dentist for, I want to say, at least a year and a half.
And the same 10 people are always in the waiting room, like, look here! Oh, glass breakers in the house!
I've gone to that dentist for at least another year after that. Never got a second glass table. I'm thinking about breaking that first one, actually, just so that the room could look even. Because the feng shui is all off about that other one.
That is fucking funny. I've never heard the full story. Basically, the only part of the story I heard was, I sat down on the glass and it broke. And that's all I've heard of that story. That's a great fucking story.
Fucking A.
That must have been the worst thing. Was that the most embarrassing thing to ever happen to you?
Oh, man.
Isn't that a good setup?
That's a really good question. The most embarrassing thing that's happened to me.
One time I was jerking this goat off.
One time I was recording a podcast with a friend and I found out that I've been shitting wrong my whole life. That's probably the most embarrassing thing.
Really? That sucks that you have something that you can remember as being the most... Like, if you asked me, Curtis, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you? I couldn't just think of something. I'd have to really, really think about it. Because, even embarrassing things that happened to me, I don't remember them that well. Like, they weren't that big of a deal. I was in a school play once. I didn't even audition. They were just like, you would be good for this role. And I was like, okay. I was one of the main characters who was, like, a prince or some gay shit. forgot most of my lines. They had to feed them to me off stage. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember it that well. Like, I don't remember that being really, really bad. That must have been pretty bad. All right, okay, I got one thing. This is the one thing I can say that it's not even that bad, but it's bad enough where I remembered it for a while. And now I just remembered it again. Isn't that great?
Great.
Keep hitting the mic. Okay. We used to do volleyball in PE.
Right.
And there was a thing we did where to warm up, we would, instead of hitting the ball over the net, we just throw it.
Yeah.
So we'd throw it a couple times back and forth. And basically, he was like, I need a couple people for an example to show the class. So right. He brings me and my friend.
Did you volunteer?
Or did he just pick you? He just picked me. And he brought me and my friend up. And my friend was in front of me. And he's like, so what are you going to want? And he started explaining shit. And I wasn't listening because there was a guy in front of me. And I'm like, he's going to show me with this guy.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was like in line behind him or something like that. And then he's like, you go, I don't want to do it.
Oh, man. And he pushed me in front of him.
And so he threw the ball at me, and I was like, what am I supposed to do? And so I fucking hit it. It gets way worse. I hit it, even worse, I don't even hit it back to him. I hit it badly where it goes way to the right, and we're on the left side, way to the right, like in the street. And he's like, and I start running after it because I'm a fucking idiot. And he's like, no, it's okay. We got another one. I was like, no, I got it. I can get it.
You were at that point where it was, you had gone too far to go back.
I couldn't be like, oh, okay, and turn back. I was like, no, I'll get it. And he's like, so, and then he had to re-explain. You want to throw it every, and the whole class was watching me too.
Yeah.
And so they just all laughed at me.
What grade was it?
We were still in PE, so it was freshman or sophomore year.
Everyone was high, fuck. If that makes
I think
you
it was sophomore
better.
Year. Actually, another embarrassing thing happened in the same exact class. Still wasn't that embarrassing now that I think about it. Some kid, apparently these assholes still existed. I was talking to my two friends. One was a girl and one was a boy, and they were both friends of mine.
Right.
And this guy comes over and he just fucking pantses me, and he fucking pulls my underwear down too. And
that's so fucking bad.
Basically, my two friends saw my wiener.
Was it
my sweet?
Were you chub or was it just even full on
close?
It was actually cold that day. I was like a fucking raisin.
And they saw my dick. And then you know what? One of the bravest things I've ever done in my life. I pantsed him back. And he's like, all right, truce. And I was like, all right, well now you know what happens when you pants me. So don't do that again.
Wow, you're such a little fucking drama queen.
I'm a fucking man.
You're a drama queen.
I'm a fucking man.
That fucking sucks. Because the most embarrassing thing I remember happening to a kid was when we were in the gymnasium in elementary school.
Uh-huh.
And that fucker got pants in front of everyone. Because in the gymnasium, when we were doing this, it was that, I don't know if you remember this, but there was like 10 activities laid out. And we would have like 2 minutes in each thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was like in front of everyone sitting down waiting for their turn. Like 10 rows of at least 10 people.
Yeah.
And like he just got fucking pantsed in front of everyone. And I don't care if you're wearing underwear or not. That's just embarrassing. It's not even about embarrassing. It's just a pride thing. Like, oh.
Yeah. Someone got me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to hear something kind of funny?
No.
First of all, a couple people failed PE because they didn't want to do the dance part. We had to do dancing in PE and we had to dance with like partners.
Yeah. A lot of people
just failed
because
really they
just
didn't want to do it.
Fucking annoying about it. Yeah.
I want to say, actually, I did not do too bad. Like, obviously, I didn't. I'm not a smooth guy. I'm not hilarious.
No,
I'm not that funny.
No.
I'm not that good of a person. The joke, for some reason, that always worked was, holy shit, you're cold. Every girl had cold hands there. I'm like, whoa, you're cold. Ice cold. They all thought it was funny. And that worked. But I was going to say, one of my friends, we were playing badminton. And he was kind of, how should I put this? A little bit autistic. He wasn't literally autistic, but he was really
a fucking retard.
But he was kind of weird and really loud and very obnoxious.
Right.
And we played badminton for a while, and we played inside the gym. Not that matters. And he thought it was funny to throw his racket down and jokes and stuff. Right.
Right.
And we played badminton, and one day he threw his racket down, and it landed. Like, on the circle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like on the rim, like it didn't land flat, but on the rim, like it was straight up, fucking broke the racket, like beads, and beads flew everywhere because it was attached by beads or some shit like that, and all the stuff that held it together broke. Failed PE because of that.
No
way. He got failed for the whole semester for that.
That's a little too much. Thank God I didn't go to a normal fucking school.
Yeah.
You know what our PE was?
That's because they gave you, like, they gave you a box, but it had, like, soft foam corners. Like, here, play with this. And you immediately started poking your eye, and they're like, all right, that's enough of that one. Here, ball. And then you started eating it.
Yeah.
They had to give you very big enough balls where you couldn't hurt someone else, but small enough. Now, I got that backwards. You know what I mean.
Fucking retards.
Come on now.
45.
Okay. Way to just break the fourth wall.
We've been going for 45 minutes.
Yeah, we have. It's been pretty productive.
It has. This was good, yeah. You didn't have to have your fucking checklist of things to talk about. Not that you've ever done that.
Fuck. I never have. Fuck. Oh, shit. So does that mean that we need a super cool outro?
Nah. That means we could just end it right here. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Go get your fucking guitar, because I know you're going to bitch if I don't let you do an outro. No, I won't.
Under the podcast.
Wow, you say that wrong time.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Under the Covers podcast. What was this, number 7?
Something like that.
Whatever number it was.
We'll just dub it. Yeah. Number 7.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to put in the comments whether or not the normal thing to do is to wipe and throw it in the trash, or wipe and throw it in the toilet.
Wait, the trash has a bag on it. I want to be clear about
okay.
That. That's
tell
it.
Us in the comments if you listen. I don't care if you. This is the only one you've heard.
Yeah.
If you even just listen to the last 3 minutes of this, we just want to know.
Just leave one comment, please.
Yeah. And that'll do it.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Bye.
Are we good?